Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, co-organized by the Association of Small and Medium Enterprises, or the ASME, and the Rotary Club of Singapore, the Entrepreneur Award 2019 honors local entrepreneurs who have shown outstanding performance as business owners in both emerging or established enterprises. Well, one of the established entrepreneur winner was Managing Director and owner of Maruda Utama Engineering, Rachel Wong, who received the award for the second year running. Now, the engineering firm services the marine, defense, and other industrial sectors as well. So we're joined this evening by Rachel, who's here with us. Congratulations for the second win, Rachel.
Oh, thank you, Bernard. Thank you, Money FM, for having me. I'm Rachel Wong here.
It's our pleasure to have you here. Thank you for coming again. We spoke to you last year after your very first win. Did you think that you would win again?
Well, I'm a pretty positive individual. I like to think that I will win again this year, which I did finally.
And what do you think made Maruda Utama stand out to kind of have the second victory again?
First of all, my industry is very niche and very specialized. The trade that we are in is actually in defense, engineering, mainly serving the government sectors as well as the Singapore government and the US government. So it's the trade itself is very specialized. I have not come across any of the nominees that are similar in my trade. So I think as far as industries is concerned, I'm pretty unique, and more so as a woman in the men's engineering world. I think that part, I do score some brownie points.
Okay, so what does this award mean to you, and how does this win differ from last year's?
Well, last year I came in like any ordinary nominees just to get the experience. Entrepreneur of the Year award by ASME Rotary Club of Singapore is a very prestigious award.
I'm sure.
Even to be nominated itself is really a privilege and an honor. Winning them is an extra victory. So last year I won the established category as one of the winner, as well as the social contribution. I was pretty overwhelmed by that. As a woman, I thought I would like to come back this year to see whether I stand a chance next to a male emerging as an overall winner. So with my positive thoughts, I thought I should give myself a try, and I did. And I was pretty aesthetically overwhelmed, humbly honored that they announced my name as the overall winner under the established category.
So at the moment when they announced the name of the company, how did you feel?
Oh, well, you know, I thank God for watching my journey all these years. It has been very challenging, not to mention that I've been in this trade for 3 decades already. There are ups and downs in life, but at the end of the day, the greatest pleasure in life, they say, is doing what people say you can't do. And I think I was already in a men's world, emerging as the overall winner among all the men's. That gives me the kind of pleasure that I just can't describe. It's a kind of pride and establishment, satisfaction. At the same time, you know, I tell myself that I've never given hope in my past. And today, my perseverance, my dedication, my determination, finally, I made it, and I'm being recognized in the industry. So the feeling was phenomenal.
I can imagine.
Yes.
I mean, you mentioned your journey, Rachel. I mean, let's talk a little bit about your journey. I mean, your journey with Maruda Utama. I mean, why did you decide to go into this sector in the first place? You mentioned 3 decades. And I believe you were formerly a hairdresser.
Yes, indeed. As we all left school and thinking what we should do next. And then at the end of the day, we said, well, I'm pretty much a very different person. I like to take challenges in my life. So after immediately leaving school, I could only think of maybe a secretary or a hairdresser or a beautician, but I didn't find satisfaction in those, although I tried. I was also an ex-model. I want to do something more challenging, something that I can contribute to the economy. I thought about entrepreneurship, but not knowing which sector. But I was given a chance in 1985. So I jumped on that opportunity, and they say the rest is history.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Well, you started in 85. Yes. So along your journey, I know there were some obviously ups and downs. And there was a difficult period when the company was a bit of a sort of a debt in the 90s. So how did you get out of that?
Well, indeed. So those days when I first started, I was just a co-founder. I don't call the shot. it was the majority shareholders who called the shot. You know, a few years into the business, I found myself, you know, the whole company is heavily indebted. Again, you know, I came with no dime. Mm-hmm. I can offer my contribution into the business. I have zero money. So I had no choice. The company was heavily indebted. The choice here was, you know, my partner bail out.
Mm-hmm.
So either I surrender and I throw in my towel or I decide to move on. Mm-hmm. So for my case here is that, you know, to me, failure is not an option. It was not a choice of mine, mm-hmm. but I decided I make a decision to join. I have no regrets still.
Mm-hmm.
The debt was amounting to quite a substantial amount.
Okay.
I have to face the music. And I did with much courage and telling myself that we only live once.
Mm.
If you are born poor, it's not your mistake.
Right.
But if you die poor, that's your mistake.
Our mistake.
Yes. So with that in mind, I said, you know, with my positive energy and my determination and hungry to succeed, I think with my honesty and my sincerity in facing life and facing everything I do daily, I believe that I can overcome any obstacles. Nothing in my spirit world is impossible. So with that mindset, I faced the music. I told them this is my story. Either you believe me that one day I will repay my debt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, surprisingly, thank God, they all believe me. They can't do anything to me because I have no money.
Well, Rachel, when you talk for like barely like 10 minutes, I can feel your passion.
Sure.
You know, I can hear your passion in how you describe your journey. I mean, of course, we are talking to the managing director and owner of Maruda Utama Engineering, Rachel Wong, who is the second winning the Enterprise Award for the second year running, telling us about her journey along the way. And I'm sure there'll be more we can find out from Rachel as well. So how much has the business landscape changed, Rachel, since you started in 85?
Well, for myself here is that, you know, when I enter into that trade, I wanted to stand out and not into the mass. So I focus primarily on very specialized business mm-hmm. and sectors. So I went into the defense. And the defense gives me lots of opportunity to be able to exhibit my capabilities and my flexibility. So with that mindset, I trained a pool of technical people specializing in very technical equipments. That puts us above many others.
Mm-hmm.
So that landscape hasn't changed much in terms of technicality, but I feel proud as a Singapore company that we are able to serve in a foreign defense company in Singapore. That to us is a pride because, you know, it demonstrates that outside of America, in this case, I serve the U.S. Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Outside America, there is these local capabilities.
Mm.
So establishing that took a lot of time, a lot of sheer determination. But finally, we were recognized and we are still very much a recognized service provider that they provide us the opportunity to serve them. So it's a pride for the country, company.
I'm sure. Yes. Well, in the current landscape right now, there are many disruptions. I mean, whether it's technology or whatever. New developments. What do you think is some of the big disruptions that you have encountered?
Again, my trade is different from many others, you know, e-commerce or people going to AI or digitalization, disruptive digitalization. I'm pretty much still a hands-on kind of trade. You need people to turn wrenches and spanner, you know, steel, you know.
Okay.
So I choose to remain in that trade. My kind of business can't really go automated.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's pretty much a hands-on, customized kind of solution for the customer. So I would say that I will continue to improve on the software, digitalization to mm-hmm. improve productivity
mm-hmm.
in terms of, you know, processing an order, SOP in-house. So that itself, I think in my kind of a trade, we can improve. But going mass, no.
Okay. So talking about just business in general, I mean, any other challenges that you are facing right now, I mean, at this moment with the company and how are you handling them?
Challenges daily we do face. Mm. Continuously, we try to improvise our system, our manpower training. Challenges in my trade, I would say, mainly boils down to manpower.
Mm-hmm.
Because these new generation people, they no longer want to sweat it out, turn wrenches, get their hands dirty.
Telling me. me.
Yeah, they want a tie, you know, aircon on a computer. Mm-hmm. So getting good people locally is truly a challenge. Mm-hmm. And then as the government has this quota of, you know, local against Singaporean, mm-hmm. I mean, against the foreigners, it's still a challenge to date. So we try to balance, we try to give Singaporean the first opportunity, but I can tell it's not easy.
If they, you can't they help won't that, take they'll come, yeah?
No.
So how is Maruda preparing for the economic downturn that we're all anticipating?
Everybody said next year is going to be a very difficult year. Mm-hmm. For me, it's, I like to spread my eggs around. We do have, besides engineering, we do have fabrication, we do have electronics, we do have other sectors that we can cover. We are even into the property, we invest in property. So I guess if you balance up a few trades here and there, and we don't only cover Singapore, we cover regionally as
spread,
well.
Spread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said, you know, I cover the air, the sea, and the land. So if the air don't work, I think the sea and the land,
the other two options.
Yes.
So any business owners who are kind of listening to us right now and also imagining how to navigate through these volatile times that are coming, any advice that you would share with them?
Well, I would say that, you know, you really have to have a far eyesight on your vision and your mission on your business, because just looking at short term is like, well, I may be into a CD business, but never do you know that, you know, people can download song from just
true.
An app, you know, just
that's
absolutely
true.
Free. So you have to look far down, like 10, 20 years down, to see where you will get into when you reach that destination. For me, I see very far. Mechanical engineering is a daily thing. No matter how automated you are, there are still mechanical items in the equipment. So somebody still have to fix that. So I'm in neither old trade nor new trade. So I'm in a balance. A lot of sophisticated equipments are now computerized.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still mechanically run.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I stick to that in order to balance up. You guys can do the high tech stuff. Let me do the low tech stuff, because low tech stuff is not easy, but it's quite rewarding, honestly.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yes.
Okay, before we let you go, Rachel, on a personal note, I mean, I'm sure you spent long hours at work. I mean, being such an important person as a managing director and owner of Maruda Utama Engineering, how do you manage your time and ensure that you have a proper work-life balance?
Well, I don't mind to say that's also a challenge every day for me, but if you look at life positively, that, you know, there's always time if you make time. So I have the balance between my work. I do social contribution a lot. I do a lot of charities. I also sitting on board the Spirit of Enterprise doing, you know, promoting entrepreneurship. I also have my families. I have my staff, my social life. So everything comes with a balance. If you can plan your work and work your plan, I'm sure you'll be able to juggle just like me.
Well said. One of the established entrepreneur winner for this year, winning for the second time in a row, managing director and owner of Maruda Utama Engineering, Ms. Rachel Wong. Thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.